Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. The program, all about your money, your business, and your life. Phone lines open for Beeswax here today, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you'd like to jump on board, 844-729-7469. Emails always, RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Got a great show planned for you today. Lots of emails in, too. Elaine, Manny, Mary Lynn, Frederick, and a few others. Some somewhat lengthy ones, but that's okay because they're all good. But I start today with something that I have discussed many times in this program before, but you can never talk about it enough. And that is investor behavior. The whole subject of behavioral finance. When I grew up in the business, we had no idea that there was actually a study called behavioral finance and how investors actually work. Of course, when I grew up in the business, we were selling 8.5% front-end load mutual funds. That's way back when. But I will say this. There have been numerous studies, many of which we've discussed on this program before, that have pretty much suggested what I have said, and that is that investors tend to do the wrong things at the wrong times for the wrong reasons. And modifying investor behavior is one of the things advisors really can do to add value. In fact, as I've also discussed in a recent, it was recently redone Vanguard study, advisors that do good coaching, as it were, at about 1.5% net of their fees each year, just talking investors off the ledge and helping coach them to achieve a certain level of decent behavior. Dalbar has studied this for years. In fact, if you go back to the 2017 Dalbar study, the average annualized return for the average equity mutual fund owner. You may want to write this down, folks, because it is a shocking number. Was 6.18 percentage points below that of the S&P 500 index over a 30-year period. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Over 30 years, the last 30 years, for example, ending in 2017, the average investor earned about 9.5%. If they never took their money out of, say, a Standard & Poor's 500 index, but unfortunately, most investors do not have that level of discipline. And seriously, you need to pass these tips along to your millennial children and grandchildren, because there's a lot to be learned here. The average investor underperformed by 6.18 percentage points every year, compounded 6.18%. So let's say that, you know, they saved $10,000 a year in payments for 30 years at 6.18%. That's tantamount to $816,000. So the average mutual fund investor over the last 30 years, saving $10,000 a year, make it $5,000, I don't care. Cut that number in half. It's still $408,000. Real money because of what? Doing the wrong things at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. By the way, this was done, this study that I'm referring to, of course, was Dalbar, the fine research firm out of Boston. But I'm actually reading a behavioral study from American Portfolio Advisors, Inc., Clifford T. Walsh, CFA. Now, the gap for the 10-year period and 20-year period was somewhat less distressing, but still significant when you think about it. It's about 3 percentage points for each of those, 2.89 for the 20-year and 3.31 for the 10-year. Excuse me, I got those reversed. But just round it off at 3%. That makes it simple to understand. So 3% per year. That's what good coaching would have made you over the last 10 or 20 years. Now, there's something else that's distressful, as far as I'm concerned. The holding period for equity mutual funds declined from 4.1 years to 3.8 years between 2015 and 2016 in 1 year. So when we talk about buy and hold, we're not discussing buy and holding for 6 months or a year or 2 years. We're talking about buying and holding on through thick and thin. And the only way to do that, where you can maintain some semblance of sanity, is to have a diversified portfolio. Diversification, as we've mentioned, is the only real free lunch in investing. So what are the behavioral risks? Here is what Clifford Walsh had to say. The human brain evolved in a myriad of ways to ensure our survival. The basic fight or flight response was ideally suited for a primitive form of danger that took the form of an approaching animal or a threatening sound. Every once in a while, an animal might approach you, but it's not all that common. Herding or following the crowd was another survival mechanism for our early ancestors, since safety was found in numbers. Humans also developed a familiarity bias as a protection from the unknown, be it the unrecognized visitor or unexplored territory. These survival mechanisms are ill-suited for a modern investment setting. Selling, which is the flight at the first sign of market distress, buying what everyone else is, and limiting investment exposure to home markets are just some of the examples of how evolution has disadvantaged the present-day investor. Remember, we've talked about how we are hardwired the wrong way? The fight-or-flight response is part of that hardwiring, and it's really, really hard to change that mechanism. Because if it were easy, Dalbar's been doing this study for decades. yet the results tend to be about the same every year that goes by, every decade that goes by, every quarter century that goes by. Investors underperform the market, not because they're dumb or stupid, but because they're impatient. There's other things that you should be cognizant of. Know thy client, they say, if you are an investment advisor. So the investment advisor is guilty of some of the same things that their investors are guilty of, at least according to this study. What actions, they're asking, did you take with your investments during the 2008 credit crash or crisis? What did the advisor do? He probably advised you to stay put, but I'm not sure that the advisor stayed put. I know a lot that didn't. What was the worst investment decision you ever made, they ask. These are questions you should be asking yourself. What do you expect the market to return over the next year, over the next 5 years? How often do you check your accounts? I'll tell you what, this is really important stuff. We'll continue on the other side. But I've had questions about buying a home using your retirement funds. I've got some good news on that subject. And that's all coming up as you stay tuned to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
And welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Talking about advisors and how sometimes they're... advice is inconsistent with how they treat themselves. It's kind of hard to render solid advice if you're doing the exact opposite, and many do that. That's why I believe in real financial planning, not fake financial planning. I'll talk more about that as the weeks and months go on. And I'm going to get to how you may be able to buy a home. I've gotten lots of questions on this since I've been talking to Steve Allendorf about it for years now. How you can buy a home using retirement funds. And I know there's going to be a lot of pundits out there and other talk shows say, should never use retirement funds to purchase a home or rental property or whatever. I will take issue with that in a moment, so make sure you stay tuned for that one. But let's talk about advisors for just a moment. Here are some examples of how their clients, which could be you, receive mixed messages. For example, take an advisor who counsels their client not to be distracted by shiny new investment ideas or fads, yet posts a blog entry on the, quote, top investment opportunities in the new year. Do you get those? I get them all the time from so many different websites and individuals. Probably every day I get them. How does posting a blog on the top investments and investment opportunities for the year really help you? As if this advisor knows what the best investments going forward are? I mean, anybody can say, yeah, the FANG stocks look really, really tasty right now. With valuations that are at nosebleed levels, I'm just not ready to go out on that ledge. How about the advisor who cautions against performance chasing, but then on the other hand promotes the performance record of the brand new money manager he or she just added to their investment portfolio mix? But don't chase performance. I mean, seriously? Or the advisor who counsels their client to remain focused on progress toward a goal, but then spends the bulk of the quarterly review on each manager's performance over the previous quarter and how it compared to the peers or the relevant index or benchmark, as it were. A quarter does not make a fund manager. A year does not make. 5 years does not make. So focusing on performance, which pretty much drives everything, star ratings and all that stuff. This is what advisors do. It's the nasty little dirty little secret of the investment business. It's a lot easier to entice you to my portfolio management if I can show good performance. Unless, of course, I have $1 billion to invest in marketing and advertising, like that guy on TV that disparaged annuities, and now he's disparaging other money managers. But yet, if you look at the performance of his funds over the last 3 years or so, you'll find that he's underperformed the benchmark or the Standard & Poor's 500 by like 20%. But, you know, money talks and BS walks. When you got a lot of money, you can buy business. So I would just suggest to you that you need to be very, very careful that you select the right advisors. I'm very big, as you know, on those that are real financial planners. And understand there's a huge difference between a financial planner, a real financial planner, and someone that is a stock picker money manager. To his credit, the guy on TV doesn't boast being a real financial planner, although he does talk a lot about how he's going to save you in retirement. But he's not a financial planner by any stretch of the human imagination. Now, for me, I'm very big on the team concept in financial planning. As many of you know, I spent 35, 40 years doing this stuff, and I thought I was pretty darn good at it. But I think the reason that I felt probably more confident than the average financial guy on the street, one was because I was doing like 3 hours a day of radio, and I had to be, you know, up to speed on a lot of stuff that was going on. So that helps. Somebody said once upon a time, the best way to learn is to teach. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. But as I grew up in the business around CPAs and tax lawyers and bank trust officers and insurance specialists and investment managers and portfolio managers, I found out how much I really didn't know. And so when you build a team of really smart people around you that have skills that exceed your skills in certain areas, that's where you really, really can help people. It's one of the reasons why I created the so-called Brain Trust years ago on the air. A group of guys that, I mean, you just couldn't get a question by them. I'm looking to get that band back together pretty soon. Stay tuned on that one. But a real financial planner, a real financial advisor, helps you in ways beyond just investing your money. They actually do a plan for you. They help you organize your financial affairs. They either help you do it or they say, hey, do it, and then bring it to me so I can dissect it a little bit for you. Where's your wills and your trusts and your estate planning documents and your mortgage and your property titles and your insurance policies and all of your investments and your tax returns? Where do you keep all this stuff? So that when I ask you during our annual review, and by the way, an annual review is probably far more meaningful to spend a couple of hours in an annual review than an hour every quarter nitpicking everything you've done in the last quarter. Where's your cash flow analysis and your debt analysis? Where's your retirement distribution strategy and your withdrawal plan? And where's your health care plan? And how we're going to function in the event that someone in the family becomes sick or injured or disabled? Where's your risk management plan? All of that stuff is really, really critically important. So organizing your finances and then committing it to writing. Because what's a plan if it's not a commitment in writing that you can refer back to the year before? Here's what we decided a year ago. Have your goals changed? Have your investment objectives changed? Did you have a new kid, get married, get divorced? Did someone in the family die? Have you moved? You see, that is what real financial planning is. You'll hear more about that as the days, weeks, and months move along, I'm making a real commitment to helping you make better money moves in the future. All right, now I'm also going to help you buy a home if you want to, for yourself or for a child or a grandchild. Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
The American Veterinary Medic.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion, Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Radio.
Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody ought to go out and buy a house for their kids or their grandkids or even for themselves. But there is a potential housing shortage, and who knows if real estate prices are going to keep going up. My suspicion is they are, with some intermittent stagnation, maybe even a crash or two along the way. But I think anybody that lived through the last real estate market crash is here to tell you that they do come back. Prices do come back, even in places that got hit hard like Phoenix and so forth. I don't know anybody that bought in Phoenix that's really that disturbed. Last time I checked, there's still about 50,000 people a year that are moving into that area. Las Vegas may be a little harder hit. I have an email on that coming up in just a bit. But I am here to help you buy a home if that's what you want. If that's what your goals dictate, either for yourself, your millennial child, your Gen Xer. And you can use retirement funds. Now, before all the other pundits start beating me up over using retirement funds to buy a home, I know that's been taboo. I'm just not in that camp, folks. I'm not in the taboo camp. I'm more in the camp that suggests that owning a home, especially today, with the opportunity to downsize later on, and I'll tell you more about that, and reverse mortgages, locking in today's prices instead of paying ever-increasing rents, I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, you know, as I've mentioned a gazillion times on this program, if you give me the pen last, I can turn just about anything upside down. This recommendation as well. I can probably justify not buying a home at all and just investing your money in the stock market and earning 10 or 12%, as some say. But you know what? You earn 10 or 12% until you don't. And I just brought up a few moments ago how the average investor underperformed that 10 or 12% by 6.18 percentage points. And one of the reasons why owning a home is so cool is you can't trade it like a stock. And you get to live in it. So what are some of the IRA rules? Let's take first-time home buyers first. What is a first-time home buyer? A first-time home buyer is defined as an individual, or it could be a spouse, that hasn't owned a principal residence in the past 2 years. I qualify, by the way, as a first-time home buyer because I haven't owned a home in the past two. Maybe I got a couple more months to go. I haven't really calculated it out exactly when the sale went through. But these particular individuals may withdraw up to $10,000 penalty-free. Oh, well, I'm older than 59 and a half, so I can withdraw it penalty-free anyway, and it could be any amount. But if you're under 59 and a half, you can take $10,000 out of your IRA penalty-free. That's a husband and a wife, as long as each of you have an IRA. That's $20,000 for a millennial child or even a Gen Xer. That probably is enough nowadays to get you into a home. $20,000, depending on the amount that you're buying, but it's a decent head start on a down payment. Now, the Roth IRA rules are slightly different. Since Roth accounts are funded with post-tax dollars, an individual, as you well know, may withdraw all of their contributions without a penalty and without tax. Now, if it's been at least 5 years since the very first Roth contribution, first-time home buyers can also pull out $10,000 in investment earnings. So that's tax and penalty free, but you have to have had a Roth for 5 years. If you've had a Roth for less than 5 years, remember the 5 years starts ticking the year in which you make the very first Roth contribution. So if it's less than 5 years, there's no penalties to be paid, but taxes are assessed. You do have to pay taxes on the gain. So those with either traditional or Roth IRAs have the ability to use those funds to get into a first-time home. Why not? It's probably better than paying rent in most areas around the country. In some areas around the country, it's cheaper to own with these still fairly low mortgage rates than it is to rent. It's just coming up with a down payment. Now, here's another idea that I've discussed in the past. Individuals that have excess IRA funds wanting or needing to make their home purchase more affordable can use a little-known exemption under the IRS code 72T. Now, here individuals can avoid paying the 10% pre-age 59.5 penalty tax on a premature IRA distribution. Plus, you could save some state penalty taxes, depending on your state, by taking what are called substantially equal lifetime payments, end quote, over the ensuing 5 years or out to age 59.5, whichever is longer. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say you're 45 years old. You got $300,000 in an IRA. If you do the math, and it's a little bit of a complicated formula, you probably need some help with this, but you could probably receive around $1,000 a month in penalty-free payments each and every month. Now, if you're 45 years old, you'll have to keep that going until you're at least 59.5. But presumably, you're going to own the home that long anyway. So that's a pretty cool trick. Now, these payments, of course, would be taxable, but they would also, could be, I should say, offset, at least in part, with potential corresponding deductions for the home, mortgage interest, and your property taxes, and so forth. Now, I know you got the big standard deduction now, so you really got to do the math on that. I wouldn't rely so much on the tax advantages of home ownership, at least not as much in 2018 as you might have in 2017, 16, and before. Now, here's where the rub is. And people don't like this because they say, well, you're going to stunt the growth of your IRA with a big withdrawal like that. And that's true. That is true. I wrote about this not too long ago. Quote, while the IRA's growth would clearly be stunted by such withdrawals, the new home would likely appreciate over time and could also be used to help fund retirement needs in the future by either downsizing and reinvesting the difference or by taking out a reverse mortgage for additional tax-free retirement income. Now, again, give me the pen last. I can tell you this is a stupid idea. But on a spreadsheet, I can make anything look good. I can make the real estate look good. I'll just put 4 or 5% growth in there, and all of a sudden it looks better than the stock market because of leverage. Remember leverage? We've talked about this. If you put $10,000 down on a $100,000 property and the property appreciates 5%, you just made a 50% return on your investment because of leverage. Now, during those most important years leading up to retirement, the homeowner would be able to live in their dream home, enjoy the convenience of potentially staying in the neighborhood of their choosing and raising their family where the schools may be better, the community safer, the amenities superior. I mean, there's a lot to be said for doing what's right by your family goals and not just your investment goals. 72T may also be used by underage 59.5 parents that wish to help their children get into a home. Here they could take out a home equity loan or line of credit on their own home, their existing house, and either gift or lend that money to one or more of their adult children to help them with the down payment. Then they take the 72T and pay back the bank over time with the penalty-free distributions from their IRA. It's pretty cool. You can use your IRA. Finally, you can borrow $50,000 from your 401k plan, either to help yourself or a loved one get into a home with a pretty decent-sized down payment. Now, before I get into the email segment, I'll finish with this one because this is the one that draws the most criticism from so many people. In fact, I saw last week or the week before one of the premier financial planners in the country saying, quote, it's never advisable to take money from your 401k for any reason or any purpose. I vehemently disagree with that. I'll explain why. And then I'll get to some emails right here on the Ray Lucia Show. I'll be back in a zippity-doo-dah minute or two, so don't go away. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Have you written a book and want to get it? Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. We're talking about using your 401k money. I know this is sacrilegious to talk about before I get to the emails, but borrowing money from your 401k to help yourself or a loved one, you know, maybe buy an investment property. How would you like that? Own an investment property. So many people are overweight in their 401k in terms of investments. Anyway, some people I know have nothing in their taxable account, other than maybe they own a home, and the rest of their money's tied up in their retirement funds. So maybe you want to move into a more expensive home or a better neighborhood or purchase an investment property. As I mentioned before the break, one of the most high-profile financial planners in America came out recently and said there is no excuse for borrowing money from the 401k. I disagree with that. I think if it means buying a house or helping your kids get into a house, I mean, let's say you're maxing out. You're 50 years old, you're 45 years old, you're 55 years old, doesn't matter. You're maxing out. You're putting $18,500 in or $24,500 in if you're over 50. If you borrowed $50,000 from your 401k, the payback's going to be around a grand a month. So for the next 5 years, you reduce the amount of money you put into your 401k plan in favor of paying back the loan to your 401k plan. So you're still putting it in. You're just paying back a loan over time. Now, it would stunt the growth of the 401k, no doubt. But you own a home. You get in at today's prices. You helped a kid get in at today's prices. Now, the home's going to appreciate. And depending on, you know, where you buy, the appreciation could be 1%. It could be 3 or 4%. It's not going to be 8 or 10%, okay? But you have to compare that to what happens if you have to wait 5 years to buy that particular place. Many young people get priced out of the market. So I think that it is important to recognize that real estate as an asset class is an important component in a financial plan. And anybody that argues with that is just not living in the 21st century. Remember, real estate can be utilized a lot of different ways. You can borrow money against it tax-free for other opportunities to build your post-tax net worth. Of course, a lot of these moves are risky. I get that. This is why you need good professional help. A real estate broker, a CPA, a good tax attorney, that team I was talking about. And for people that are 62 or older, remember, you can use a reverse mortgage to actually buy a home. So for the senior citizen that's looking to move up or relocate, they sell their home, they get a couple hundred thousand dollars of equity tax-free out of their home, they can use that $200,000 to actually buy a home for $400,000 or $500,000 and have no payments, depending on their age. No payments forever. That could take a lot of pressure off of one's budget in retirement. And this is where real financial planning comes into play. I'm not suggesting that other guys isn't a real financial planner. I just think he's a very short-sighted financial planner, using terms like never, ever do this or always do that. Okay, first one up is Elaine. My husband sold some Las Vegas property for a huge loss. Sorry about that. Me too, by the way, Elaine. We can commiserate together. We have about $300K in our stock market account and about $1 million in retirement funds. Should we do a $200,000 Roth conversion? Well, maybe. It depends. Is your husband a real estate professional? If your husband is a real estate professional, then you better believe it, because then that loss is not a capital loss, it's an ordinary income loss. And it gets to be used against ordinary income. Now, the rules are as follows. It's very hard to qualify. Number one, he must materially participate in rental real estate or real estate activity. Number two, and all of these have to be met, by the way. It's not one or the other. More than 50% of his time, the time spent working during a calendar year, must be spent materially participating in the real estate business. And the key here is and, must spend more than 750 hours of service during a calendar year performing real estate activities, real estate rental type activities. If he can do that, if he can answer those questions, then you better believe a Roth conversion of $200,000 makes a lot of sense. If he can't, then it's a passive activity loss, Elaine. And a passive activity loss, you can get up to $25,000 of deduction.
Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio. BizTalk Radio.